Dad questions, and to get us warmed up, I'm going to ask you guys a few questions. So my first question is for the kids. Kids, I want to see if anyone knows how many sleeps until Christmas. Yeah, Liam. 24, that's exactly right. 24 sleeps till Christmas. Now, I saw a few parents' faces cringe when they heard that number. So my next question is for the adults. Have you finished your Christmas shopping? Put up your hand if you finished your Christmas shopping. Anyone? No, okay, that's all right. There's 24 more sleeps till Christmas. You got a while. Okay, another question for the kids. This is a hard question for the kids. Kids, who can tell me what the adults have been looking at from the Bible in church lately? What have the adults been looking at? Maybe one of the kids who's not in church every week. I'll come back to you later, Jamie, maybe. Yeah. Revelation, very good, very good. Okay, now another question for the adults this time. Who can tell me what the kids have been looking at in the Bible lately? Yeah. Mark, that's right. The kids have been looking at the Gospel of Mark, and that's what we're going to be looking at together today. And especially we're going to be looking at one part of the Gospel of Mark, one of the ones that was acted out for us here, and the one that we had the Bible reading from, that is Jesus calming the storm. As I said, today is a day of questions, because there are three big questions that are in our Bible story today. And I've got my three question boxes here to help us remember what the three questions are. So I'm going to need three helpers to come up here and help me work out what the three questions are. I want one person from each of the Sunday school classes. So someone from Sarah's class. Put your hand up if you're in Sarah's class. Sarah's class. Yeah. Come on, Andrew. Okay. Someone from Judith's class. Yeah. Come on, Harry. And, okay, see ya, up you come. All right, so can you come up behind here for me, kids? All right, so what I would like you to do is stand behind each of these, and one at a time, can you, okay, so see, can you go first? Can you take out what you've got in your box there and hold it up to show everyone? Can you tell us what that is? Do you know what that is? Can anyone help see? I've got a picture of it here, a big picture of it here, so you can see what it is. What is that? That's a Care Bear, that's right. Is there any Care Bears in the story of Jesus calming the storm? No, there's not, is there? But is there a question that has the word care in it in Jesus calming the storm? Yeah, what was the question? Don't you care? That's right. So the first question is not don't you care, Bear, it's don't you care. So if you could put that on top of here, that'd be great. Thanks, Sia. Very well done. You can stand up there. You'll be right. So we'll remember this one with the Care Bear is don't you care. Okay. Now, Harry, can you pull out the next one for us? Now, my creativity was running out for this one, so I just wrote it on a piece of paper. Can you put that on top of there for me? Thank you very much. Can you come around here and read that out for us?
Don't you trust me?
Okay, very good. Thank you. So the second question is don't you trust me? We've got don't you care, don't you trust me? And the last question is, Andrew, can you pull that for us? Bring it around the front so everyone can see. Now, can you tell us what animal is that that you've got there? That's an owl. Now, what sound does an owl make?
Hoot, hoot.
Hoo, 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 is what an owl says, right? Okay, so the third question is, who is this man? And that's a question that we've heard a fair bit already. We just sang about it then, and the kids have been asking about it. Thanks very much, kids. You can go sit down now. Thanks, Andrew. I'll take this. So our three questions that we're going to be looking at today are, don't you care? Don't you trust me? And who is this man? And we're going to look at each of those one at a time now. So the first question is, don't you care? Now, we saw in the drama and we heard in the Bible reading that Jesus and his friends were in a boat and there was a huge storm. The waves were bigger than the boat and the waves were crashing into the boat. Now, tell me, when you're in a boat, where is the water supposed to be? Is it supposed to be in the boat or is it supposed to be outside of the boat? Yeah, outside the boat. Yeah, that's right. It's got to be outside the boat, doesn't it? If it's inside the boat, it's not a boat, it's a submarine. And they didn't have submarines back then, so this was very bad news. The water was in the boat and the boat was sinking. And Jesus, he was in the back of the boat sleeping. And so Jesus' disciples said to him, Jesus, we're going to drown. Don't you care? That was the first question. Don't you care, Jesus? But Jesus did care. And because he cared, He did something. Now, if it was me and I wanted to help and I cared, I would do something like, you know, start scooping the water out of the boat. Or maybe I'd grab an oar and help by rowing. But Jesus didn't do those things, did he? He did something even better. He stood up and he said to the waves, he said, "Quiet, pipe down, stop." And he said to the wind, "Shh, stop." And you know what happened? The waves did calm down, didn't they? And the wind did stop. They listened to Jesus and it all became calm and flat and still, like a swimming pool with nobody in it. Jesus did care and he stopped his friends from drowning. So that was the first question. Don't you care? And Jesus showed that he did care. Then we came to the second question. Now this time it's Jesus' turn to ask a question. And the question is, don't you trust me? And if you can have a look in your Bibles with me, if you can read, kids, you can have a look along with mum and dad. It's in verse 40. This is what Jesus said. Verse 40, he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Faith means trusting Jesus, and Jesus asked his disciples, "Don't you trust me?" They thought they were going to drown, and they didn't think Jesus was going to save them. In fact, they didn't think that Jesus could save them. But they were wrong. See, if you're going to trust someone, then you need to believe that they can do what they say, don't you? If you're going to trust someone to look after you and take care of you, then you need to believe that they can take care of you. Now, I want to get a helper to come up here and help me now to show what it's like to trust someone. Now, I'm looking for a year six boy. Jamie, I saw your hand up there. Up you come. Now, a lot of you will have seen this before. You might have even done it before. To show that someone trusts you, we're going to do this. Can you stand here for me, Jamie? Thank you. Now, Jamie's going to close his eyes and fall back, and I'm going to catch you before you hit the ground, and you're going to trust me. Okay, do you trust me? I sure you do. Now, you make sure you've got to fall backwards. I heard about someone doing this once and they fell forwards, and that's not going to go well because there's no one to catch you over there. Now, is this all right? You're going to trust me? Okay, all right. Wait, sorry, hang on just a sec. Before you do, don't fall. I might get another helper, actually, to come up here and help me. I'm looking this time for someone from Sarah's Sunday school class. Matilda, up you come. So what I want you to do, Matilda, is I want you to stand here instead of me. Okay? Can you stand here? All right, now. Jamie, how do you feel? Are you going to trust Matilda to catch you when you fall? Are you not going to trust her? Why not? She's too small. Yeah, that's right. She's not going to catch you. You're going to squash her, isn't it? That's right. You're not going to trust someone if you don't believe that they're big enough to do what they're going to do. Thanks, guys. You can have a seat. See, Jesus wanted his disciples to trust him, but they didn't believe that he was big enough to do what he needed to do to save them. But he proved that he was. He was bigger than the wind, he was bigger than the waves, and he was able to save them, and he did. And so when the disciples saw that, they realized that they didn't really understand who Jesus was. He was so much bigger than they thought. No one else can do that. You can't just talk to the wind, can you? You can't just talk to the waves and tell them to stop and it listens. So this brings us to our third question. Remember, what does an owl say? Who is this man? This is the big question that we've been singing about. Who is this man? That's the question that the disciples asked. And you can see it in verse 41. Have a look again on your Bibles, verse 41. They were terrified and they asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." When Jesus' disciples saw him calm the storm, they said, "Who is this man?" And that's the question that the kids have been looking at in Sunday school this term, isn't it? Who is this man? Jesus did all sorts of amazing things. He healed the sick. He calmed the storm. He healed a man with evil spirits. He did lots of things. And people were asking, "Who is this man?" And so that's the big question, the last question that we've got on our box. Now, I'm going to need some help answering this, not someone to come up, but just everyone from the floor to help. I'm going to show some pictures that will help us. And as we look at these pictures, I want you to tell me if it's a picture that really tells us who Jesus is, if it's the best picture that tells us who Jesus is. So the first one is going to be, Jesus was more powerful than the waves. He showed us that. He's more powerful than the waves. So when you think of Jesus, is this the picture that you think of? Can you see that? You can't really see that, can you? That's Jesus surfing, if you can't see that. Is that the picture that we get when we think of Jesus more powerful than the waves? It's not really, is it? Yeah, Jesus is more, you know, gnarly than the waves. Parents, you can ask, kids, you can ask what your parents mean for gnarly later on. That's not the picture that tells us who Jesus really is. How about this next picture? Jesus heals the sick. So, is this the picture that tells us who Jesus really is? Dr. Jesus. Jesus does heal the sick, but this isn't the picture that tells us who Jesus really is it? So I've got one more picture that's going to come up, and it will help us to answer the question, who is Jesus really? It's not this one. It's not surfing Jesus. It's not this one, Dr. Jesus. It's this one, Jesus on the cross. This is where we get the answer. See, calming the storm was what made people ask the question, who is this man? But when Jesus died on the cross, that's when we hear the answer. Let me read what happened when Jesus died on the cross. This is what happened when he died on the cross. And when the centurion, that is the soldier, when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard his cry and saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God." And that's what you kids have been learning this term, isn't it? Jesus is the Son of God. And he showed us who he really is when he died to save us from our sin. That's the answer to the question, who is this man? Jesus is the Son of God who died to take away our sin. So now we know this answer, who is this man? And because we know this answer, we can ask this question that the disciples asked, does Jesus care? See, when Jesus stopped the storm, he showed the disciples that he cared for them. But there have been more storms since then, haven't there? Jesus didn't stop every storm from ever happening ever again. But when he died for us, Jesus did something that will last forever. Jesus died to give us a new heart. And he died to give us a new home. He died to give us a new heart that is a clean heart. Jesus wants to forgive us on the inside and make us clean on the inside. And he promises that one day he will give us a heart that will always be kind and that will always love. And Jesus also died to give us a new home. The new home that Jesus gives us is heaven. And so now that we've asked this question, does Jesus care? It's Jesus' turn to ask us a question. And the question that he's going to ask us is this same one that he asked his disciples, although maybe I'll just change it a little bit. Cross out this bit. This texture that works really well. Jesus says to us, do you trust me? Do you trust me? That's the question that Jesus asks us. Jesus wants us to trust him, and he wants us to trust the promises that he has made. So it's December, and in December, we are waiting for Christmas, aren't we? Some of us are really looking forward to Christmas. Some of us a little bit less, but we are looking forward to Christmas. And Christmas reminds us of when Jesus came the first time. But Jesus has also promised that he will come back one day to give us a new heart and a new home. So while we're waiting for Jesus, this is the question that he wants us to think about. Do I trust Jesus? Do I trust Jesus? I'm going to pray now that we will trust Jesus. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you that Jesus could do amazing things, that he could calm the storms and that he could heal the sick. But most of all, thank you that Jesus died for us and came back to life again to give us a new heart and to give us a new home. And we pray that you will help us to trust in him. Amen. Okay, thank you.